With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Like a good chess player, in order to win, you have to be able to look a few moves ahead and predict your opponent's moves. Ranchers are looking at tomorrow's issues and trying to do the same before those issues cost them and hit them at the market. This is especially true as ranchers continue to attempt to pass legislation in Washington, D.C. on the issue of fake meat. Colin Woodall is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and explains.
This is something that the industry has seen as an issue for quite some time. They have seen it brewing. We didn't want to be in a situation like our friends in the milk industry found themselves, where by the time the product started coming to market, it was really too late to address their use of the term milk. We're trying to get ahead of that, especially with the lab-cultured product. So as a result of that, we had several states, including Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Colorado, that all came together and said NCBA needs policy on this, and they worked it through their states, brought it to our annual convention in Phoenix, and we were able to debate it, we were able to talk about it, and as such we now have policy that allows us to come up and go to Capitol Hill and work on this very issue.
Missouri might be the first state to enact legislation that requires labeling of plant-based and lab-grown meat to be clear when compared to meat from livestock. And five other states are also looking to pass similar legislation. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.